Welcome to Digging In, Unearthing Stories of Climate Adaptation, a Lynx podcast series. My name is Kara LeBlanc. Over the past year, I have been on a fascinating journey to understand the ins and outs of this project. As a student studying communications at Canadian Mennonite University, I was eager to uncover the stories behind the work some of my professors were doing and how it connects to people in Zimbabwe. What I learned was too interesting to keep to myself. Throughout this series, I'll be your guide as we go from Canada to Zimbabwe and back. LINC stands for Locally Led Indigenous Nature-Based Solutions for Climate Change Adaptation in Zimbabwe. What I came to understand is that there are two big elements in this project: local partners on the ground and several universities doing research. Mennonite Central Committee, or MCC, is the lead organization that received funding from Global Affairs Canada to make all of this happen. And the goal? To understand and improve the lives of people in Zimbabwe facing the very real challenges of climate change. As you can imagine, there are many ways this story could be told. As a research assistant, I've been invited to tell the LINC story from the perspective of seven researchers at Canadian Mennonite University, along with the people I met when I was in Zimbabwe. You'll meet the researchers, the questions they're asking, and many local partners in Zimbabwe that are directly tackling climate adaptation on the ground. Alrika Rojas is the LINC Learning and Research Hub Coordinator at CMU. She's focused on sharing insights between researchers, local partners, and the broader public. I sat down with her to understand more about LINC. She started by breaking down each element of the long project name.
I think the locally led comes from the fact that it's three Zimbabwean civil society organizations that are carrying out the implementation part of the project, carrying out the activities and working with the communities. And that's important because a lot of the folks that are working in those organizations actually grew up in those communities. They know people, they know what their needs are, kind of what the challenges are. So that's the local part. In this project, Indigenous means Zimbabwean, like traditional. Knowledge that's traditional, knowledge keepers. Knowledge and activities that have been carried out for years by people in Zimbabwe and elders in Zimbabwe. So I think that comes back to the drawing on activities and knowledge that's already been used to combat climate change, and then just trying to kind of scale that up a little bit and enhance opportunities for communities to actually do this work and do it at a larger scale. Nature-based solutions are different activities that can be carried out that are working with the environment, working with the natural environment. So that could be, you know, not necessarily in the Zimbabwe case, but in somewhere where they're on the ocean's edge, for instance, it could be like, you know, rebuilding some of that tree buffer that used to exist. So it's just working with the environment to be able to combat climate change and hopefully increase the ability to have like strong livelihoods. And then climate change adaptation in Zimbabwe, well, that's kind of just what the project is about. So the activities are all about working with communities to help them as they adapt to climate change.
The communities involved in LINC are located in three districts across Zimbabwe, each with their own people group, language, and primary livelihoods. This makes the project extremely diverse. Binga is in the northwest near Zambia, Gwanda is in the southwest, and Mwenezi is further south towards South Africa.
The Binga district is predominantly Tonga people. Traditionally, livelihoods in Binga were centered on subsistence farming and fishing. And then Gwanda, which is the southwest district, is predominantly Ndebele people. And they focus on more animal husbandry, agriculture. Those would be the main kind of like the traditional sources of livelihood. And Mwenezi, which is south, is predominantly the Shona people. And that is largely an agricultural livelihood based society.
As for the language, Shona is an umbrella term for many Central Shonic varieties. Around 70% of the population in Zimbabwe speaks a Shona language. In Binga, the partner organization is Kulima Mbobumi Training Center, or KMTC. In Gwanda, it's Brethren in Christ Compassionate and Development Services, or BICCDS. And in Wanezi, there's Score Against Poverty. These organizations offer training and support in their communities. Training touches on topics like agriculture, conflict resolution, and managing money. In each episode, we will hear from a LINCS participant who is connected with one of these organizations. I hope you're slowly getting the picture. We have three districts with distinct livelihoods and language groups. And in each of those districts, there's a local implementing partner organization. And then there's the research portion of the project, led by three research partnerships. Their aim is to support the adaptations that are already happening on the ground. The Zimbabwean partners are the National University of Science and Technology in Bulawayo and the Global Biodiversity Information Facility, housed at the Bindura University of Science Education in Bindura. Researchers in Canada are from the Canadian Mennonite University in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
So the purpose of the research portion of this project is to explore and expand understanding of the project's activities and how they can help meet project objectives. Each researcher has a different focus, so whether that's in, you know, restoring ecosystems through biodiversity and citizen science, or looking at what kind of conflict resolution strategies communities are working with already, or traditional methods that they use, and then seeing if there's some way to maybe implement that further in other communities, or help share that knowledge, right? So it's the research all looks at things that are already taking place and trying to see how things are being implemented, if they're being implemented in a way that's actually creating change. So kind of just trying to make sure that things are working.
Amy Martins is the Climate Change Adaptation Coordinator at MCC Canada. I met with her to ask about the hopes for LINCS.
The main goal for the project is climate change adaptation. So basically helping people be able to cope with some of the climate change impacts that they're seeing. As you know, Zimbabwe is highly impacted by climate change. Even in the last year, we've seen drought, which has really impacted farmers in the country. And so MCC and implementing partners are really working to help people cope with some of those impacts, particularly rural farmers who are significantly impacted by things like drought and increasing temperatures and some of those changes that we're seeing as a result of climate change in Zimbabwe. There also are other components to the project, recognizing that climate change has the greatest impact on women in particular, because women are often in, you know, domestic caregiving roles. They're the people who are responsible for things like cooking and fetching firewood, fetching water. And so a key component of this project is making sure that women are meaningfully participating and benefiting from the project, and also that we're addressing some of these issues that are specific challenges that they would deal with. So things like clean cook stoves, more fuel efficient cook stoves, that use less firewood, and support for boreholes or other activities that enhance their access to water resources.
Because climate change impacts so many aspects of life in Zimbabwe, I was interested to know how adaptation can be assessed. In our conversation, Amy referred to metrics used to measure results of the project.
And so we try to use kind of a wide range of metrics, things like, or metrics around food consumption, with the idea that by improving agricultural production, by improving livelihoods and income sources for people, they'll have improved food consumption and be able to meet more of their dietary needs. So that's one aspect that we measure. Another one is relatively new to us, and that's psychosocial readiness. And it's looking more at, I would say, like a holistic approach to adaptation, and realizing that resilience to adaptation comes in many forms, and that psychosocial is one of the forms that resilience can take. And then we're also looking at biodiversity pretty closely through this project. So this really gets back to that nature-based solutions approach, where we're saying if we can increase biodiversity at the same time as increasing, you know, other ability to adapt to climate change for people in these communities, then overall we'll have a greater impact.
Insights from the project will be shared on the Research and Learning Hub. This space was created for the Lynx teams and the broader public. Learning from each other is a high value.
I want to create more learning opportunities where researchers are providing that information to partners, and then partners can kind of ask more questions and figure out, okay, maybe there's gaps in some of, you know, what we're learning or what we're doing as a project, and how can we adjust based on that? Yeah, I think ultimately the research, it's not just research for research's sake. It needs to be applicable to partners and to communities, and so that they're not just passively participating in research, but are also benefiting or knowing how that research or what's happening to that data and research.
The collaboration between Canadians and Zimbabweans has opened up many opportunities for cross-cultural learning.
One thing that the Lynx Project does really well, and what our implementing partners do really well, is really being rooted in the communities where they work. So like our local partners, they're from those communities. They live there. They know the people. They, you know, when I travel with them, they know the participants that we're visiting. They've been there many times before. And so they have this like really strong connection with community, which I think is really important. And so I think Canadians can take a lot away from that approach to doing development and really being like rooted in communities. And so I'm constantly inspired by that, just as I think about some of the challenges that we face as Canadians, and realizing that community building is a really important part of how we work together and how we help each other through some of the challenges that we face.
One thing that Canadians can definitely learn is to be open and curious about how other countries in the world and other people and communities in the world are adapting to climate change. People live differently. Life looks different in Zimbabwe than it does in Canada. And just because, you know, a primarily agricultural community is adapting to things differently than, you know, a city here is adapting to climate change, doesn't mean that it's not valid and really innovative. It's just being curious and seeing that other people are doing really cool things. And it's not necessarily just because we're approaching them and saying, let's help you. Like, this stuff's already happening. It's just helping it happen more.
Wow. That is a lot of moving parts. There are two big pieces in this project. People on the ground testing different ways to adapt to climate change, and researchers digging even deeper to understand adaptation. Adaptations are being measured to understand what's working. Findings and insights about Lynx are being shared on the hub for Zimbabweans and Canadians to learn from. And I'm here to introduce you to the research projects of 7 researchers from Canadian Mennonite University through this podcast. It's super exciting to see the possibility of real change through all these efforts. And that's what this series is all about, digging into some key project questions to understand what adaptation can look like. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Thank you to my guests, Alrika Rojas, Lynx Research and Learning Hub Coordinator from Canadian Mennonite University, and Amy Martins, Climate Change Adaptation Coordinator from Mennonite Central Committee Canada. Digging In, Unearthing Stories of Climate Adaptation was written and produced by Kara LeBlanc, with story editing by David Balser and mixing assistance by Daryl Neustetter-Barg. Thanks for listening. I'm Kara LeBlanc. Lynx is a multi-year Mennonite Central Committee project helping climate-affected populations in Zimbabwe adapt to the changing environment. CMU is one of three research partnerships working alongside two Zimbabwe-based research partners and three local development organizations working across three districts. Lynx is administered in partnership with the Government of Canada and with funding from other generous donors.
Oh, Lynx is locally led, indigenous, nature-based solutions for climate change adaptation in Zimbabwe. Oh, Lynx is locally led.